8 o'clock. It is April 15th, 2020, and I call the meeting of the Arizona Board of Psychological Examiners to order. The chairperson reserves the right to change the order of the items on the agenda matters, and I also, upon a vote of majority of the quorum, the board may go into executive session if needed pursuant to ARS 431-03A2 to review confidential records, or A3 to review confidential legal advice from the board. Ms. Pohl, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Madam Chair. Ms. Shreve?
Present.
Dr. Davis-Wilson?
Present.
Dr. Flowers?
Present.
Dr. Bohansky?
Present.
Dr. Davey?
Present.
Mr. Dinar?
Present.
Dr. Gill?
Present.
Dr. Meyer?
Present.
Dr. Malott? We have a quorum.
Thank you, Ms. Pope. Third item on the agenda, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding psychologist application for EPPP only. Ms. Mickelson, is there a summary for this?
I believe Ms. Pakkinen has a summary for this.
Okay. All right, we've received the
application. This is Dr. Meyer.
Yes, Dr. Meyer.
I need to recuse myself.
Okay, thank you. We've received an application from Dr. Kothati. Is there any concerns or questions or discussion regarding her application, or is there a motion to approve her application for EPPP?
I move we approve the application for EPPP.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Dr. Flowers. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Item number four, discussion, consideration, and possible action concerning waiver of requirements for psychologist licensure under the authority of Arizona Department of Health Services at ARS 36787 Public Health Authority during the state of emergency to include but not limited ARS 322071 qualifications of applicant education training, and again, ARS 322071 qualifications of applicant education and training. Ms. Michelson, would you like to provide a summary?
I believe Ms. Pakkinen will be providing a summary. Heidi, are you on the phone?
I am here. Yes, I will provide a brief summary of the memorandum report. The outcome of House Bill 2224 is uncertain at this time. The legislature has not returned and has not announced the date that they will return, and they haven't announced whether they will complete the work that they started with respect to the bills that were moving through the process. And there was a recent realization on the part of this board that perhaps this waiver opportunity that has been established by the Department of Health Services might constitute a basis upon which to grant licensure waivers, as I've listed here, for the Argosy students affected by their school closure. So it's before the board for their discussion, consideration, and possible action.
Thank you, Executive Director, for that update. Is there any discussion on this issue?
We had worked at length with our legislature to craft a, what I think they term session law, addendum to allow for what could be hundreds of students who had completed their doctoral studies in an accredited university and an APA-accredited university at that, only to have that university go out of business, close their doors on them before they completed their internship requirements. The this affects 2 years of students, those who were in their internship when it happened, and those who were to complete their internship the following year were in the application process. Now, through no fault of their own, these students completed what our law calls a residency requirement, which is a number of hours from the accredited university in residence at that university. And now they're forced to actually receive their degrees from an additional university where they were forced to transfer for graduation purposes. Deals were worked out with those universities to accept their credits, but the residency requirement says from the degree-granting institution where they get their degree from, they had to complete the residency course requirements. They had no course requirements to complete. They just had to complete their internship, and they would have met all of the requirements. So they're stuck in limbo. Our law says, gosh, we can't license you. You're not eligible because you didn't complete 24 semester hours from the degree-granting institution. All they really did was accomplish their internship from the degree-granting institution. But we know, knowing the university and its faculty, that in fact they were enrolled in an accredited program that was over and above university accreditation. It was also APA approved. So if the bill to allow this to go through is stuck, or perhaps dead due to the emergent situation, and if we recognize, as was presented at our last meeting, the importance of keeping people in the pipeline, as the median age of psychologists in Arizona is well into the sixth decade, and we need some young folks coming in here. We've got a crop of them, and not just the Arizona school, which had two cohorts coming through, but the nine other Argosy institutions who were in similar stead. This could be a significant number of applicants. So my hope, belief, is can we find a way under the current state of waiver requirements that exists to accept these applications and let them go through with their board testing and normal licensure procedure as if they had completed the letter of the law. They've clearly completed the spirit of the law. That's my background and input.
Thank you. Is there any other comments? Or is there a recommendation for a waiver of this particular statute during this time of state of emergency and possibly for a little bit of time after that? Because if the emergency is lifted, it still gives, which we don't know when that could be, someone during that time, a little extra time to get whatever they need to finished.
Well, I mean, try to speak to that. The first cohort would have finished in September. The second cohort that I've mentioned here will finish the internship requirements this September. And that essentially will be the degree completion date, all requirements met date that we look for in the application process. So they would have degrees granted either last August, September, or this August, September. If we could perhaps craft the motion to recognize the degree completion date as opposed to other dates that are unknown to us, that might make it very specific for their purposes.
And what date would you think would be appropriate?
September 30th of this year.
So is there a motion then to waive the requirements until September 30th of this year? Is that, what specific motion do we need? I guess. I'm sorry.
I seek guidance from legal counsel here. Is something like this, within our ability as a board to do? It clearly is something that's fair, reasonable, and I certainly would like to see this go through. But do we have the power to do it, and does that type of language fit what we would need to do in terms of waiving the residency requirement for this specific group?
This is Jean Galvin. So under the executive order that was issued that allows agencies to waive certain statutory or rule requirements in an effort to replenish or supplement the licensing pool of professionals who would be available to meet the demands given the health crisis. I view that you would have the authority to waive the requirements set forth in 2071A5 and 2071K and submit those to the Arizona Department of Health Services. I am thinking that a motion that would waive the requirements of 32-2071A5 and 32-2071K for applicants whose degrees have been conferred from August 2019 up until the present time would fall within that waiver proposition.
And if I may, this is Heidi. Previous sets of waivers that this board has adopted through formal motion that have been submitted to the Department of Health Services, all of those have been accepted. What's key is that the justification is also supplied, which I think Ms. Galvin really addressed in her comments just now. So I just want to be clear that, you know, we need to provide that justification, and if it's in the form of the motion or incorporated into the motion, that's, I think, ideal.
Thank you.
The only piece that I have on that, Ms. Galvin, is the present is, I guess, not a clear term. Could it be to September 30th of this year?
I'm fine with that. Do you want to, I guess because of the graduation date, there would be no need to extend that? You think that covers everyone?
Right.
Okay.
Well, it's not even the graduation date. We mix that up often, as do the students in their excitement about finishing. It's the degree completion date.
Okay.
And the degree completion date is the date in which all requirements have been satisfied, and that will occur on the last working day of September of this year. And the universities may not do a graduation until December, but each university is different with that. The critical date for our board, for boards across the country, is the degree completion date.
So my sense is from the board that you are seeking a waiver of the requirements of 32-2071A5 and 32-2071K for those applicants who completed the degree completion dates of August 2019 through September of 2020, September 30th of 2020.
With the reason to submit.
Yes, I would so move.
All right. We have a motion, and is there a second?
Seconded.
Who is that?
Dr. Meyer.
Oh, thank you. All right. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. I'd like to thank everyone for joining this meeting. I know we had a it was a special meeting we had to put together, and thank you so much. I know during this very challenging time, your time means a lot, and we do appreciate all the board members participating, and again to all the staff for putting this together and getting us all the information. With that, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a motion and a second. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the meeting is over. The CSC meeting.